Black comedian activist Dick Gregory spoke on campus, and as a matter of fact, he stayed in your home. What was he like, and how was his speech received?
Dick Gregory, when he was funny, was one of the funniest human beings I've ever heard. He had a way of making you laugh at things that are so obvious, and then telling you, in effect, while you're laughing, this isn't funny, because lives are at stake. So he would get us to laugh, and then he would point out that it's too easy to laugh at things as opposed to doing something about them. So he pricked our conscience in ways that I thought was very helpful, very useful for us. It's okay to laugh, but laugh after you've changed things and not before you've changed things.
What was he like as a house guest?
Great house guest, a funny house guest, quiet man. He went through some changes. We had him as a house guest twice. The second time that he came, he was a vegetarian. He didn't eat meat. The first time, he ate lots of meat. I mean, he was really carnivorous. He enjoyed meat. The second time, Barbara thought she knew what he wanted, and she prepared his favorite meal, she thought. And he apologized, says, "Barbara, I can't eat much of what you prepared because I'm a vegetarian now." Well, he never stopped loving sweet potato pies. Barbara caught him in the kitchen. She wasn't really trying to catch him, but she walked into the kitchen, and there was Dick Gregory stuffing his face with her sweet potato pie. So that was kind of humorous, and they both laughed. She called me in, and we laughed together because he had stopped eating meat, but he had not stopped eating Barbara's sweet potato pie.